we get this impression as terrestrial creatures that we have the land, our habitat, and then you look out at the ocean, and the ocean is a line. It's flat. What exists above it is sky, and what exists below that line doesn't even really mean anything to us. But you get down in a submersible, and it's like the Little Mermaid. There's like a whole world.
There is a whole complete different world down there, and a beautiful world, actually, especially in the photic zone or where light can still penetrate into the great depths of the ocean. It's beautiful. And many of these places that we have made dives on have never been explored before. So it's exciting to be able to go into the water, onto the bottom, and explore, and knowing that no other person has been there before you.
Are you sometimes frustrated by the limitations of paper and ink when you're looking out the window of the submersible?
I think a map can capture a lot. And a map probably, in my opinion, is one of the most useful tools as far as conveying information to another person. So if you map the seafloor, you're essentially interpreting what you see down there. And if you map it correctly, all of the expressions that you feel and see can be put onto a map. And you use that with different colors, different lines. And in today's world, when you use the computer in GIS, you use this in constructing polygons, and you can put a lot of information in a single polygon. And by doing that, you not only produce what I think is a piece of art, because the colors that you use can be very pleasing and aesthetic, but also that information, that the colors and the polygons, the geometry, the underlying topography that is shown in a digital elevation model, conveys a tremendous amount of information once you learn how to read that.
How did you get involved in all this, Gary? Because you're talking about computers and polygons and models, but 30 years ago, I'm guessing those kind of tools weren't around, and you were kind of feeling your way.
In fact, I still today use pencil and paper to draw things, and I still have a set of colored pencils that I use to color in polygons. And I've always told my students that if you want to be a good geologist, the first thing you need to do is color properly. There's two things. There's one advantage is with the technology that we're existing with today is that we can rapidly produce things. We can rapidly produce maps. But the thought process and the digestion that goes into producing a map is sort of lost, where in the old days when we used pen and pencil and paper, we could think about what we're doing as we drew, as we colored in the polygons. And a great deal of thought went into what was happening there. And then you could explain a little bit better. Today, we're on a little bit of a rapid type of track that prevents us from digesting this information fully and producing some of these beautiful maps that have been produced in the past.
What's the advantage of knowing what it's like down there?
Well, a lot of those deep areas are very good fishing grounds. So if we become very specific about applying the information that we gain from the seafloor and from our maps, is that we can have a better understanding of where various species of fish reside. And I'll give you an example. For instance, one of the fisheries that Tori managed in the past when I was working with her were the yellow-eye rockfish, which is a tremendously beautiful fish underwater. But the yellow-eye rockfish loves big boulders. They love boulders that have great void areas in between the boulders. They like to be up against a cliff, like the front of a volcano, volcanic flow of some sort. With our mapping, we're able to identify areas where boulders exist and where lava flows exist and what have you. So we're able to predict where the fish habitat are. And by mapping that and determining the amount of area that those types of habitats cover, then you can get a feeling for the amount of fish that can occupy that area. And then you can relate that to the fishing effort and determine whether you're fishing out the resource or not. I'm not a fisheries biologist, but my input as a geologist in mapping these habitats for the various fish that we see and fish here in Alaska for are very helpful to the fisheries biologists, who then know where that habitat is, and then they can manage accordingly.
Gary, this may sound like a dumb question, but the ocean is so big. Is there a practical mapping tool to get at the entire habitat off the continental shelf?
You can't let the size scare you, because then you would never get anything done, number one. Number two is that the tools and technology are improving every day. In about the last 15 years, we have been able to image the seafloor in greater areas at higher resolution and at a faster speed than we've been able to do up until this time before. So we are essentially able to map great swaths of the ocean fairly rapidly. The deeper the water, the better, actually, because we use sound. It's an echo sounder, but it's a multi-beam echo sounder, that meaning that it has many, many rays of and pathways that the sound goes out, and those pathways are then gathered back and produce a almost a photographic image of the seafloor. So we can go out in the deep water and map wide swaths.
Are you helping us to where to fish, or are you telling us where not to fish?
That has always been a problem, and I think it's a problem of perception. I come from the opinion that most all fishermen want a sustainable resource. They want the fisheries to stay there and to be there for them when they need to go out there and catch that. This is not an unlimited resource, so obviously it needs to be managed in a manner that allows that sustainability to take place. My job is not to go out there and say, don't fish here. My job, as I see it, is to understand the habitats in which the fish live and then say, okay, this we can maintain a healthy habitat here, and this habitat will reproduce fish that can be sustainably harvest in the future. And so the work that I've done here in conjunction with Tori and with the Fish and Game has been to try to understand the fisheries and to manage it where it can be sustainable, so the fishermen can go out there and harvest this readily.